One day, Anna comes home and finds Gran at the door of the building with a lot of bags. "Oh, can I help you?" she says. "Can I carry something?" "Thank you very much," says Gran. At the apartment, Gran says, "Come in, dear. Would you like some coffee?" "Oh, that's very nice of you," says Anna. "I'm new here, and I don't know anybody in the building." "What do you do?" asks Gran. "I'm a music student," says Anna. Gran brings some coffee into the room. "These are lovely apartments, aren't they?" says Anna. "Oh, yes," says Gran. "I like it here very much." She tells Anna about her apartment and about Charlton. Later, Anna gets up. "I must go now," she says. "Thank you for the coffee." "Goodbye, dear," says Gran. And Anna goes out. "What a nice girl," Gran thinks. "But just a minute. A music student. Perhaps she's the girl with the guitar. I can ask her over one day when Will comes." "No, I can't. I don't know the number of her apartment." Later that week, Vicky talks to Anna. "I'm having a party on Saturday," she says. "Can you come?" "Yes, of course," says Anna. "Your parties are always wonderful." Vicky calls her brother. "Come to my party on Saturday, James," she says, "and bring some friends." On Saturday, James and his friends arrive at Vicky's house. "Hi, Vicky," says James. "Meet my friends. This is Tom, and Daniel, and Will." Just then, Vicky's phone rings. "I'm sorry, Vicky," says Anna. "I can't come to your party because I'm not feeling well." "Oh, Anna, I'm sorry too," says Vicky. "Well, stay in bed and get better soon." Vicky's party is wonderful. Will meets Natalie and Jane and Katie, but he does not meet Anna.